Hey there, I'm Andy Langer. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Esquire's Guide to New Music, The Andy Langer Show. We're back to run through the week's new release schedule, a lineup that includes new stuff from Mark Ronson, the Afghan Whigs, and country music pioneer Porter Wagoner. We'll highlight a record or two worth buying whole and a couple where just a single or download might work better. Here we go. Many of the most interesting solo moments from former Jayhawk Mark Olson have come in collaboration with Victoria Williams. Now Olson and Williams are divorced, and we've got ourselves a heck of a divorce record. Olson's new one, Salvation Blues. It's a slab of Americana written and performed well. How much you'll like it depends on how much you like songs about divorce, and how much you like the Jayhawks. The record's linchpin is what's essentially a Jayhawks reunion. Olson's former Jayhawks bandmate and writing partner, Gary Loris, appears on three songs, which are incidentally the record's best three songs. Let's listen to one of the most worthy of your download dollar, Poor Michael's Boat, a Loris-Olson co-write.
Knowing that's a chance I will take, how soon
That's Mark Olson. Next up, Mark Ronson. We understand if you're a little nauseous about the idea of a New York-based celebrity DJ producer gathering up some famous friends and reworking a cross-section of classic tunes and could-have-been classics. But Ronson's version, already a huge record in the UK, works almost astonishingly well. The idea seemed to be to put a Stax-like soul spin on source material that's tough to imagine with a soul spin. Kaiser Chiefs' Oh My God, Coldplay's Put a Smile on Your Face, Britney Spears' Toxic, Ryan Adams' Amy, and the Zutons' Valerie get Ronsonized here, with help from Lily Allen, Amy Winehouse, Robbie Williams, Kenna, and one of those guys from Rooney help make that Phantom Planet. Same thing, isn't it? We played you Daniel Merriweather's take on the Smiths' Stop Me a few weeks back, but perhaps the best example of the album's quality is this one, Amy Winehouse's take on Valerie. It's damn near as good as anything on her own much-hyped debut.
Since I've come home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your tender hair in the way you like your dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
That's Amy Winehouse from Mark Ronson's Versions. As good as the Winehouse track is the Lily Allen selection. Her take on Oh My God is also just as infectious as anything on her own much-hyped debut. This is a producer's record, and it bodes well that Ronson can coax these kind of performances from young talent. Check this snippet of Oh My God.
'Cause all I wanted to be is a million miles from here, somewhere more familiar.
That's Lily Allen from the new Mark Ronson record. Up next, another summer song that's big overseas, Dizzy Rascal's Sirens. It's the first single from the British MC's new album, Maths and English, a record that came out last week online only. Yep, online only. His U.S. sales have never amounted to a tenth of his press, so the folks at Beggars are guessing his current fan base will go online to find it. And new fans, they'll have to find it online too. Sirens is a strong lure, though. It's got a 99 Problems like guitar line, Beastie Boys-style drums, and Dizzy's wacky but definitely formidable flow, with a dose of admittedly old-school storytelling. Here's a listen.
Yo, man, let's take it back to that old-school storytelling. Shh. Get me. One day I was with my brethren Ado roaming the street on the main road, hungry, looking for something to eat. Not no burger and no chips, this easily digested. That if you're cool, you'll be easily arrested. We was on the Robin Street, I forgot to mention Clayton was this.
That's Dizzy Rascal. Up next, something completely different, the return of Porter Wagoner. At 79, Mr. Grand Ole Opry's frisky comeback, Wagon Master, proves he still has a strong grip on both kinds of music, country and western. Not since his pal Johnny Cash's passing has anyone sung about Satan and prayed for redemption quite as powerfully. But here's the best part. The album's centerpiece is a tune Johnny Cash wrote specifically for him to sing, a tune called Committed to Parkview, a song about a Nashville mental institution both Johnny and Porter were once guests of. Cash recorded it on a Highwaymen record, but it's Wagoner that was meant to sing it, a fact in evidence as soon as you hear his version right about now.
There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Parkview.
That's Porter Wagoner. We'll close things out with another record released last week, the Afghan Whigs Greatest Hits Anthology. It collects Greg Dooley and Company's greatest hits and misses and does an admirable job of it. But the real draw will be the two newly recorded tracks. Their first since disbanding 6 years ago, I'm a Soldier is the better of the two tracks, and the folks at Pitchfork nailed it when they wrote, quote, "Luckily, you can't teach an old horn dog new tricks. Although I'm a Soldier might actually be about a soldier in Iraq, it sure sounds like it's about how Greg Dooley wants to have sex with you." Like I said, they nailed it. Here's a taste of what might just be the best 99 cents of the week.
Everybody steady.
That's the Afghan Whigs wrapping up another edition of Esquire's New Music Podcast. We'll be back next week with another round of picks and recommendations. Thanks for being here with us, and thanks to our podcast producer, Will Hoffman of Austin, Texas. And don't forget to look for the latest Esquire in your mailbox or on your newsstand now. Until next week, I'm Andy Langer, and this has been The Andy Langer Show.